Hey folks, welcome back to the Uncivilized Podcast. This is your host, Trevor Bohm. If you are a new listener, especially if you are a quote unquote nice guy, welcome to the podcast. If you're a returning listener, I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for helping me take this little idea. Actually, I didn't even want to do this. This was Kimberly Wiles' idea and turning it into a massive podcast. We have grown exponentially year after year after year because good people like you take these episodes and they share them forward. We're not hoarding information around here. We're trying to get the word out all over the damn world about Uncivilized. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Again, my name is Trevor Bohm. If you are new to the podcast, I'm not only the host, I'm the founder of the Uncivilized Movement, the author of the books Today I Rise, which is a book about heartbreak and divorce, and the book that started this whole revolution, Man Uncivilized. If you haven't read that book, get your hands on it right now. It's available on Amazon. It's available on my website. It's available on Audible, on Kindle, on all the things. It outlines what we're trying to do and why thousands and thousands of men have flocked to this movement. And many of them, perhaps you yourself, because this was me myself, are nice guys or ex-nice guys. My chapter in that book, Kill Your Nice Guy, is the reason why our most popular course exists. It's the reason why multiple times this year we have live workshops called Kill the Nice Guy. And I know it's a little bit of a, like, you know, affrontive title, but that was the chapter of the book, so that's what we went with. Now, as I said, I'm a recovering nice guy, but it's still something that I work with and still something that I deal with. And so this is one of my favorite communities to talk to speak to share with, because I feel like I'm going back to the me who was 15, 18, 20, 25, 28, 30, 32, 38, 39, and go, hey man, I figured out the problem. I figured out why that was such a hard time for us. I figured out why relationships were hard. Figured out why I looked at so much porn, drank so much, smoked so much dope, was consistently and constantly unhappy, even though I was, quote, living the life I was supposed to live. So if this is you, please listen carefully to this episode. I want to give you three ideas. This is like an open conversation, an open note to you nice guys. And ladies, if you're listening to this, you may either be dating a nice guy, married to a nice guy, or the female version, quote, the good girl or the cool girl. I think a lot of this will resonate with you as well. And folks, if you want to join one of our live events, please, 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 we have three Kill the Nice Guy events, two of which are led by my specific coaches, Shell Ohms and Ben Webster. Please go to manuncivilized.com/events. And if any of you want to come to the big hurrah event, the Uncivilized Initiation, 5 days to do all kinds of amazing transformation, myself, Dewey Freeman, Michael Gay, Dave Boyd, a bunch of horses, about 30 other men locked in a house in Colorado while we work through all kinds of stuff and learn how to be powerful, how to be potent, how to be open-hearted, how to be communicative, please go to manuncivilized.com/initiation-co. Okay. Let's dive in, folks, to you nice guys. Here are some things that I think you need to know. Here are some things I wish I knew 10 years ago. Number one, and this is a biggie, you will not get what you want out of this life by just making other people happy. Take a moment and just like let that rip through your system and disorganize you or reorganize you. You will not get what you want in this life by just making other people happy. Now, this is not a call to go be a dick. This is not a call to just be selfish. But us nice guys, or you cool girls and good girls, we actually need to be way more selfish. We're like the opposite of selfish. We just give and give and give because there's a covert hope. It's the happy wife, happy life nonsense. The covert hope is that if I don't directly go after my goals, I don't directly ask for my needs to be met, I don't follow my heart, I don't follow my soul, I don't penetrate the world, I don't embrace my power and take any risks, but I just run around making everybody else happy, then God, the universe, the other people, women, whoever it may be, will bestow upon me magically all the things that I want to get out of life. And I'm here to unfortunately burst that bubble, and you're welcome. Because let's ask the question, how's that been working out for you so far? Let me get a little Dr. Phil on you. It hasn't, has it? Happy wife, happy life has ruined more marriages than Facebook and Eat, Pray, Love combined, right? It's just, it's a death sentence to your marriage. How about happy life, happy life, right? It's not your job to make anybody else happy, and you can't make anybody else happy. But I'm starting with this because the frame, the initial frame that so many nice guys have is that. And here's the opportunity cost. You guys know what that means. Here's, if you're focused on everybody else, here's what you're not focused on. Your heart whispers, your goals, your dreams, your soul's calling. Why the fuck you are here on this earth as a human? You are not here to run around like a trained monkey, making everybody else happy. You are here to live your unique dharma. You are here to express your unique gifts. You are here to live out your unique purpose. Now, part of that purpose may be helping a lot of people. It may be in service to a lot of people. It may be in the hospitality zone, or you're a healer, or you're a coach, or you're a teacher. So yes, you do influence a lot of people positively. And if you do, especially if you do, then you have to balance that out on the flip side. You have to have selfish time. You have to have things that you do just for yourself. I know someone who's very near and dear to me, who works for a friend of mine and posts on his Instagram on his behalf. I've told this person numerous times, you want to grow your business? And they go, yeah, I really, really do. Here's the deal. Every time you post for your boss, post twice for yourself. And your business will grow as fast as you've helped him grow his business. Does that make sense what I'm saying here? And can you see the correlation in your own life? If you put 50 units of energy out into helping people, helping them move, being there for them in troubled times, lending them money, doing cool shit for them, you have to put 100 units of energy, time, self-love, intentionally back into your own life. Now that is going to scramble a lot of your minds. And I want to put the asterisk here one more time, that does not mean you don't get to be of service. My frame for life is to be of service to humanity. That is why I am here. This podcast is free. I'm not charging this podcast, right? I wrote books. I've done a lot of forward stuff to help people. And as a nice guy, I could have fallen into that trap every single day. What do people need? What do people need? What do people need? How do I give? And that was my old way. And guess what happened? Adrenal fatigue, addiction, divorce, business partnership fallout, friendship fallout, resentment, insomnia, like all kinds of shit. Dissatisfaction, unhappiness, depression, like walking the halls of my house at 3 o'clock in the morning, high as a kite, going, what the fuck's wrong with me? Why can't I just be happy? I couldn't be happy because I was focused on everybody else. And so many of you are doing the same. So number one, you will not get what you want out of this life by only making other people happy. Swallow that. Let it reorganize you. Number two, this is a biggie. The life that you do want will cost you this one. And I know that's cliche, but let me add on to it. The life that you actually want, that your heart wants for you, that your soul wants for you, that God wants for you, if you believe that, the reason you are here is not a 2-degree shift to the current life you have. It's a 180. And that scares the shit out of most people. But I want you to think about things that you've done in your life that have radically changed your entire being, right? For a number of years, I was a weightlifter. Your classic, like Red Iron Man, did curls, you know, did bench press, did some pull-ups, like same shit every day, right? That was, and I was like, oh, I got this weightlifting thing figured out. I'm an athlete. I look pretty good naked. I'm strong. This is neat. And then I joined a CrossFit gym. And I don't want this to be all about CrossFit because I know anybody who does CrossFit, all they do is talk about CrossFit. But going from doing the same 8 exercises week in, week out for years and looking in the mirror and being like, man, I wish I could radically change myself. Maybe I'll do these 8 exercises a tiny bit different and hope for radical results. Didn't work. Fast forward 2 years into my CrossFit journey, I'm going to workshops on gymnastics. I'm eating completely differently. I have a self-care and recovery routine that's like 2 hours a week. I'm studying stretching, right? I'm going to kettlebell workshop to teach it. I'm deadlifting, back squat. I'm doing all of these new exercises. And guess what's happened to my body? I've added about 25 pounds of muscle. And you wouldn't even recognize me from day one, 2 years in. And I know you've done things like that too. So again, I want to like frame this properly. You are looking for and asking for and begging for a big change in your life. Yet you're hoping that it comes from just tweaking the minutiae, right? Just doing a little bit different so that you don't have to take the big risk, so that you're not that deep in the unknown. You're not that deep in the unknown. That's the scary part for so many nice guys. If I look back on my life, if 7 years ago, 6 years ago, you said, hey, you're about to publish your first book. Can you imagine that in 6 years, you will have published a second one? That book will have started a revolution. You will go from having 10 people in a Facebook group to having over 50 team leaders in 6 years. You will be responsible for people moving their families across the country. You will be responsible for saving people's lives. You will be doing workshops with all these different folks. You'll be going to Europe to teach. You'll be traveling the world to teach. You'll be teaching Costa Rica. I wouldn't have believed you. And I think intuitively I knew it, which is why I had to actually hire coaches and hire therapists and hire a spiritual advisor to help me be okay with that much change. And I'm not telling you this to scare you. I'm telling you this because that is the life that you secretly dream of. I know this because I've now worked with thousands of nice guys. I've sat in the workshops with you. I've held you while you cry and said, I don't like what I do. I don't like who I'm with. I don't like how I feel. I don't like how I look. I don't like any of this. But between that thought and the life that you want to live is your relationship to the unknown and learning how to navigate it. So let that land in your body too. That the life you want will cost you the one you have. Now, is it all like, does everything go out the window and you're completely different? You don't even recognize yourself and you don't have your old friends and everybody's left you and blah. No, it's not like that. I still surf. I still do jujitsu. I'm still a fan of boobs. I still like fast cars, right? I still like serial killer documentaries. Like there's still a part of me that didn't change at all. But man, did a lot of other stuff change. And having to be willing to take that leap was the difference that I see in so many men and women who end up going all in and radically shifting their lives, and people who just sit on the sidelines and play small. Don't fucking do that. Okay, number 3. This is the last one. The life you want to live, the one I just talked about, even though I said it's a big change, it's right there. It is right there. You are just one or two choices away from starting that ball rolling. I just can't tell you how many times I've seen guys take their Kill the Nice Guy course, come to one of our workshops, read a book, and make one or two choices. And then boom, all of the dominoes start to fall into place. They don't have to make choice after choice after choice after choice, day after day after day after day. It's just one or two big choices right now. And that's what gets this whole thing rolling. So I don't want to discourage you either. Think about this. And I know I'm going to use athletic examples because that is so much of my life. Or I could even use grad school. Like the day I decided to go to grad school for Chinese medicine radically changed every part of my life. But it was one choice. The day I decided to walk into a jiu-jitsu gym radically changed my life. But it was one choice, right? And then the acceptance of whatever that choice brought. So I do want you to know that I have talked to, on the phone, in person, thousands of men over the past 7 years. And so many of them got off the phone with me and made one choice, hired me as a coach, hired one of our coaches, came to a workshop, moved, left their jobs, left their relationship, whatever it was, started listening to their hearts, started listening to that soul whisper that said, bro, you got a sailboat as your screensaver. I want you to go buy a damn sailboat right now, right? Screw letting your screensaver be the life you want to live. Don't do that. Go live the life you want to live. Start making those strong choices. All right, folks, I hope this has helped. I know it has helped. So reiterate, you will not get the life you want by making other people happy. Number two, the life you do want will cost you this one, and good, because I imagine this one's got to be pretty damn miserable. Mine was. Number three, the life you want is right on the other side of a choice or two. Now, if I can help you, if Shell can help you, if Ben can help you, if any of our coaches can help you, please let me know. Email me, Traver@manuncivilized.com, or check out manuncivilized.com/events, or go to killtheniceguy.com. Just get in the game. The rest of your life will thank you. Have a kick-ass rest of your day. Go be uncivilized.